welcome in to the Rock Talk Studio, the ultimate review of rock and roll books, documentaries, and movies. And today I'm going to be dissecting, analyzing, and discussing the book Secret Stars, The Greatest Underdogs of the Rock and Roll Era by Matt Berenson. Is this book worth your time and money? Well, in the next 15, 20 minutes of this rock and roll conversation, I will definitely answer that question. And that's the goal of the show. That's what I'm up to. I'm here to recommend a great read or watch to this rock and roll community. And I promise to deliver it to you with all the passion of The Clash calling out to London. I'm your host, Big Rick. Let's plug in. So here's how the show is set up. I'm going to do three main sets today. The first set is the review and discussion of the book, and then I'll give it the official Rock Talk Studio rating, which also comes with either a recommendation or a hard pass. Second set, this is where I go a little bit deeper and explore what type of fan is going to like this book. So if you're a fan of indie rock or more of, you know, underground bands, under the radar bands, I'm going to go into what sets this apart, what you will learn that you might not know, and is this something new, something fresh? And then I'll flip it around and I'll take a look at what a casual fan might get out of the book. So if you're just a casual fan, maybe you've heard of a few of the bands that we're going to talk about. I have a few things that I pulled out that might be interesting to you. Third set, I'm going to go head to head with the underdogs in this book and see if I can come up with a list of underdogs that will challenge these lesser known artists. And then like every good rock and roll show, I've got an encore for you. So if you like underdogs, if you like indie music and want to learn more about them, I've got one more thing to suggest that you check out. All right, let's get into the first set. Time for the review. This book took me a long time to read, and I got to tell you, it's not because it was long or boring or anything like that. It was really because of the overwhelming amount of songs that were discussed, and due to the way the music was presented, there's a large display of lyrics reprinted in the book, and the enthusiasm from author Matt Berenson, his enthusiasm was so strong and interesting, I just couldn't ignore the songs. I found myself stopping so many times and digging for the song and the artist that he was referring to, and the next thing you know, I was lost in the band's catalog. And I would have to say that was one of my favorite things about the experience I had reading the book. The book mines the history and discography of 10 underdogs of rock and roll. And I want to kind of preface this because this podcast is usually about more classic rock bands, and these artists and bands would be more on the indie side of things. There's a lot of music discussed in this book. And let me just stop right there and say, I can't remember a book that studies so deeply this many songs. It's incredible the amount of information detailed in this book. And it's done in a way, and this is one of the challenges of the accessibility of this book, how do you present this much music and still keep the reader engaged? But the author did that. He did a good job interjecting the discussions of the songs with kind of a chronological history of the band, and this moves the narrative along because of the compelling stories of these artists. And that's what's worked for me. The backstory on most of these artists gives insight into the records and the songs that were looked at. At times, it does press up against being a little too much. I mean, there's a great part in the book where author Berenson actually throws out a warning and he says, this section is for demented superfans only. So he gets it. He knows he's pushing it, but he soldiers on telling the story he wants to tell, making sure every point is made for these underdogs. And the chapters are fairly short, roughly 30 pages or so. So you're on to the next artist before it becomes too much music. Is there really such a thing as too much music? Here's the lineup of the 10 artists and groups that the book covers. There's Arthur Lee and Love, Nick Drake, Big Star, The Go-Betweens, Robin Hitchcock, Tanya Donnelly, Elliott Smith, Robert Pollard and Guided by Voices, and Drive-By Truckers. What makes an underdog? Berenson lays out the rules like this. There's five of them. They must write their own songs. Number two, no hit singles, though they're allowed one as long as it wasn't too big. Number three, they only play small concert venues, excluding like festivals or if they open for larger bands. Number four, they have a compelling story. And number five, he loves their body of work so much that he believes they are the top 10 secret stars. And that's what you get with this book, 10 secret stars, underdog stories that I would confidently say most people don't know, including me. And after reading this book, I'm ashamed to say I should know. Here's a couple highlights that I enjoyed. Arthur Leon Love, who Berenson describes as an artist that never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. I love that one. A guy that he was really one time neck and neck with Jimi Hendrix, and a guy that was one of the had the first interracial bands, and an artist uncomfortable touring so much so that his career never took off. Nick Drake, who the book throws really, really high praise, claiming that there is not a more talented songwriter who is more criminally overlooked, underrated, and ignored by critics and fans. The author calls Nick Drake one of the most renowned artists of the book, the true secret star. The band Big Star, whose writers get compared to bringing songs together like Lennon and McCartney. And that one to me is that's a bold statement. Berenson does not shy away from bold statements in his book. He is deeply immersed in the story that goes along with these bands, and he is extremely adept at mining every last detail out of the band's songs too. So he makes his point when he puts out a bold statement. How many of you know Tanya Donnelly, who Berenson claims is almost too big for the premise of this book? She co-founded Throwing Muses, The Breeders, and Belly. You got me on this one. I knew about the bands a little bit, but didn't have any idea about the amazing backstory of Donnelly. To me, that was one of the highlights of the book. Who is the greatest indie rock songwriter of all time? Berenson makes a case for Robert Pollard and the band Guided by Voices. And you know, reading this book to me felt like a friendly conversation with a really intelligent friend. A buddy not full of ego and not trying to be cooler than me, but talking with someone with so much passion that you can't help be drawn into their world. Though you might not understand it or feel it as deeply as your friend does, you enjoy the conversation and are better for it when it finishes. And you are left with, you know, being really grateful for them sharing their passion and knowledge for your benefit. And I'm glad that author Matt Berenson shared this. I now have a bunch of new favorite bands. Coming up next, we're going to put the Secret Stars up against the Rock Talk Studio rating system and see where it comes out. I have a question, a recommendation, a different opinion. Hey, who doesn't? We're talking rock and roll here. Shout out to me, Big Rick, at info@rocktalkstudio.com. Or you can visit the website to see the past episodes at rocktalkstudio.buzzsprout.com. Some of the past episodes include a review of the book Play All Night, an Allman Brothers book about Duane Allman and the band's rise to the Fillmore East record, the Bono memoir I talked about and did a show on. There's Paul McCartney's lyrics, Randy Rhoads, documentary was really good, If These Walls Could Sing documentary, a whole bunch of stuff. You can find it at rocktalkstudio.buzzsprout.com. Okay, let's stamp the official Rock Talk Studio rating on Secret Stars, the greatest underdogs of the rock and roll era. Here's how the system is set up. It's a 1-2-3 rating. A 1 is front row center, doesn't get any better, very original, very different, very way above and beyond, great, great book. 2 is a loge seat, still a good seat, still a good view, still a good review, highly recommended or could be just recommended. And 3, you're in the nosebleeds, baby. Secret Stars, greatest underdogs of rock and roll era, gets a 2. It's a load seat. It's a good seat. It's a good read. It's a very deep read. There's a lot going on in this book, but I do recommend it. Up next is the second set, and this is a really interesting part because of the depth and the amount of artists covered. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if this book is worth it for fans of these bands, for indie rock fans, or if you're just a casual fan, there's a bunch to cover coming up next. All right, now it's time to see if this book is for you specifically. You've heard my opinion. Now I want to go a little bit further with breaking it down and see if it plays for a true fan. And then we'll flip it around and see if a casual fan is going to enjoy this book and if it's going to be worth investing any time in this. So let's start with a fan. So indie rock fans, this book is for you. Because of the amount of information put forth and the way it's presented, almost like a crusade for the band's rightful recognition, you will have new songs and maybe even a new band or two to check out. For a fan, I think this book will read like a roadmap to a few indie rock secret stars and a path to discovering a ton of new music. Definitely indie rock fans, fans of bands that are just under the radar, I think this is going to be a great read for you. Now, here's a challenging one. What about if you're just a casual fan of indie rock and maybe you have at least heard of a couple of these bands? I think for the casual fan, the book might be a bit of a stretch. Maybe doing 8 artists instead of 10 might be a little bit easier for a casual fan to grasp. I think that's what I would suggest. Pulling back on going through so many songs, maybe cut back on the artists featured. Would that challenge the scope and presentation of the book? Maybe, but specifically for a casual fan, I think that might be the thing that would help make this book a little bit easier to get through. Fan versus casual fan, there you go. I hope that gives you a little more insight if you want to pick up this book, Secret Stars. All right, before I move on to the next set, I want to share what I've been reading and watching and what you can expect in the next few shows. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan's new documentary, Brothers in Blues, will be the next show. This rock doc includes interviews with Billy Gibbons, Eric Clapton, Jackson Browne, who surprisingly plays a big part in Stevie's career. I didn't know that much about that part of Stevie's career. And now Rodgers, some great stuff there to name a few of the guests. That will be the next show. And then after that is a huge step forward for the Rock Talk Studio podcast, as I will be interviewing New York Times bestselling author of the Allman Brothers book, One Way Out. Author Alan Paul will be on the show to discuss his new Allman Brothers book, Brothers and Sisters, and all things Allman Brothers. This is the first interview done on the podcast, and I hope will be the first of many that can add value to our rock and roll discussion about a ton of awesome books and docs being produced. So speaking of that, I am overwhelmed in a good way, of course, with rock and roll books out right now. Currently reading Leon Russell's new book, the new Lucinda Williams book, and Warren Zane's book, new Springsteen book about the Nebraska album just snuck out. So there's a lot of great rock and roll stuff out there. If you're a rock and roll book reader just like me, you're in heaven right now. Tune into the show. I'm going to cover as many of these as I possibly can. Again, rocktalkstudio.buzzsprout.com to see the past shows. All right, it's time to jump into the final set where I'm going to put my 5 underdogs of rock and roll up against the book's 10 secret stars. 5 against 10. I got this. Here we go now, the third set. I'm going to have some fun with this set. The Secret Stars book focuses on indie rockers. So I'm going to branch out a little bit and cheat a little bit here and extend it into more classic rock and roll world, you know, the 60s through the 90s rock. Who are the underdogs? Who needs more recognition? Who would I like to see the spotlight shine on? I'm going to give you my top 5. And I'm going to go kind of like the book did, kind of, you know, 60s up towards more of the present time. And I'm going to start with a 60s band, Moby Grape. Who remembers Moby Grape? One of the first kind of psychedelic bands from San Fran. Then they kind of molded into this first country rock Americana band. Everybody in the band sang lead, and they were one of the first to have kind of a 3-guitar attack in the band. Member Skip Spence, I think, is the most famous member. Not any real big hits, though they were very influential, especially to bands like Doobie Brothers, Buffalo Springfield. Totally wiped out by mental health issues, bad management, bad breaks, you name it. It happened to this band, and they never really got the credit for being on the forefront of a new sound. My 4th secret star is Mike Scott and the Waterboys. Mike Scott, an amazing writer. He had a few marginal hits with Hole of the Moon and Fisherman's Blues. The Fisherman's Blues album is definitely where I would start if I was pointing someone in the direction. He's a Scottish musician who for a long time teamed up with electric violin player Steve Wickman. Those two in that band created such a great live show. I've seen them a few times, and they don't come to the States very much, but every time I've seen him, great show, Mike Scott and the Waterboys. 3, Colonel Bruce Hampton. And Crazy Colonel Bruce, an avant-garde Georgia musician, sometimes referred to as the Zappa of the East Coast. He and the bands he put together combined elements of jazz and southern rock, fusion, more of a jam band style of all these type of different styles. He was very into improvisation and combining different styles, and it never had any hits, though we did help start the 90s Horde tours that were pretty cool. There's a long list of musicians he inspired: Blues Traveler, Fish, Dave Matthews, and he also became kind of like a personal mentor to Derek Trucks. He died on stage at his 70th birthday celebration during the encore. It's a crazy, tragic death, but those who were there on stage with him, Warren Haynes, Tedeschi and Truck members, Mike Mills and Peter Buck of REM, said that after getting over the initial shock of what happened, it kind of made sense that the Colonel, who was such a performer and a person that pulled so many together, died in the middle of a jam. Second superstar band, Los Lobos. Love this band from East LA. They had their hit with La Bamba. Everybody knows La Bamba, and but there's so much more than that. They've been together since 1973, the original members. I saw them so much when I was living in Los Angeles. I even saw them at a benefit at a high school in East LA. They used to do a traditional mariachi folk music segment in their live shows, bringing out old traditional instruments. The band is just so versatile. They play all kinds of styles. A true secret star band, Los Lobos. And number one, I'm going to give it to Lucinda Williams. I'm pushing this a little bit with this one because she is a Grammy Award winner. I know that, but Lucinda's been around for a long time. She survived some serious health issues and still continues to produce great music, still tours almost constantly. Such a great songwriter, has written so many great songs and so heralded out there in the community of songwriters. And she just wrote her memoir, which will definitely be a show at the Rock Talk Studio. That will be coming up soon. And there you have it, my top five secret stars. Who are yours? Let me know at info@rocktalkstudio.com. Shoot me over a list. I'd love to see it. What happens when you follow or subscribe to the Rock Talk Studio or leave me a five-star review? Well, the reason why I do this is because I love rock and roll. I love talking about rock and roll, and I want the art form, the conversation about it, and the community around it and the music to thrive. So to anyone who's left a review or a compliment of five stars, thank you. I really appreciate that. It does mean a lot to me. So I want to send some shout outs now to areas that have been listening to the show. I'm going to start with Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt, Germany, I see you listening from across the globe. Thank you so much. Temecula, California, one of my biggest supporters of the show. Thanks for all the encouragement and support. Always interacting on all the Rock Talk Studio media platforms. It means so much. Thank you. Bridgeport, Madison, Connecticut, right next to where I was born. Connecticut in the house. Appreciate it. Boca Raton, Florida, I see you listening. I know you're into the rock and roll stuff. Thanks for tuning in. Send me some more recommendations from Florida. And to the city of Manitoba and Winnipeg, thank you for listening. I see you. Thanks so much for supporting this rock and roll conversation. There's multiple listens in Cumberland, Maryland, Phoenix, Arizona, Kitchener, Ontario, Dublin, Denver, Columbus, Ohio, Georgia, New Jersey, Dallas, and many, many more. Thanks to everyone that's been listening to the podcast. I'm really glad you're enjoying this content because I love doing this so much. All right, let's do the encore for the show. And now that I'm all fired up, let's take a look at one more thing I can suggest to you to check out if you're into, you know, lesser known underground indie bands. And because this book covers 10 different artists of different types of music, it's a little challenging for me to come up with one more thing to check out. So I'm going to go big with this one. I've got 10 things for you to check out. And that's the music from these artists. So have a listen to Arthur Lee and Love, Nick Drake, Big Star, The Go-Betweens, Robin Hitchcock, Tanya Donnelly, Elliot Smith, Robert Pollard and Guided by Voices, and Drive-By Truckers. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Love talking rock and roll and appreciate anyone who takes a few minutes out of their day to enjoy the ride with me. Remember, you can find other and future episodes at rocktalkstudio.buzzsprout.com. All right, tear it down, pack it up, and head on down the road. We'll see you next time in the Rock Talk Studio.